This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's top diplomat said Friday Moscow will not start a war, but warned it wouldn't allow the West to trample on its security interests amid fears it's planning to invade Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Ukraine's president a day earlier there's a, quote, distinct possibility Russia could take military action against its neighbor in February. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said in an interview with Russian radio stations, quote, there won't be a war as far as it depends on the Russian Federation. We don't want a war, adding, quote, but we won't let our interests be rudely trampled on and ignored. Tensions have risen in recent weeks, and the United States and its NATO allies worry the massing of about 100,000 Russian troops near Ukraine show Moscow's intention to attack the ex-Soviet state. At least three rockets struck near Baghdad's international airport and an adjacent military base that hosts U.S. and other coalition advisors on Friday, damaging an abandoned commercial plane but causing no casualties, Iraqi officials said. The rocket struck in the early morning hours and landed between the civilian and military areas of the airport, according to two security officials. The attack is the latest in a series of rocket and drone strikes that have targeted the American presence in Iraq since the start of the year, following the second anniversary of the U.S. strike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. Pro-Iran Shiite factions in Iraq have vowed revenge for Soleimani's killing and have conditioned the end of attacks on the full exit of American troops from the country. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nearly 40% of people in Ethiopia's Tigray region do not have adequate food after 15 months of conflict, according to an assessment released on Friday by the UN World Food Program. The agency found three-quarters of people are using extreme coping strategies, like cutting the number of meals they eat daily. The war broke out in November 2020 and pits the Ethiopian government and its allies against Tigrayan forces loyal to the Tigray People's Liberation Front, the political party that controls the region. The conflict has killed thousands and displaced millions across three regions in Ethiopia and into neighboring Sudan. The report comes as international concerns over humanitarian access to Tigray mount again. The WFP said on Friday that although the ability of aid workers to enter Tigray improved during the summer months and, quote, kept starvation at bay for people there, no aid convoy has reached the region since mid-December. West African heads of state on Friday began talks on how to respond to a new coup in Burkina Faso, hours after the military junta there appealed for international support. Burkina President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore was overthrown on Monday by mutineering soldiers on the back of public anger at his failure to stem jihadist violence ravaging the impoverished nation. Heads of the Economic Community of West African States began a virtual summit on Friday on their response to the coup. According to an ECOWAS source, the 15-nation bloc has already verbally lashed the overthrow, and in the past year and a half has suspended two members where coups have occurred. On the eve of the summit, the leader of the new junta in Burkina Faso called for international support. The coup is the latest bout of turmoil to strike the country, a landlocked and poor state that has suffered chronic instability since gaining independence from France in 1960. Germany's coronavirus surge, fueled by the new Omicron variant, remains, quote, under control, despite a string of new infection records, the country's health minister said Friday. Cases as a result of the highly contagious variant in the European Union's most populous nation shot up at a later stage than in several other countries in the region. Yet, infections continued to rise steeply in the country of 83 million. On Thursday, new cases reported in the previous 24 hours topped 200,000 for the first time. On Friday, the infection rate reached another record, but the health minister says it's under control. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.